The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings is "Abide in me." This particular translation has "remain in me." But all of us are familiar with that very old song, "Abide in me, fast falls the eventide." God is inviting us to abide in him. And when we abide in him, then we are able to do great things. And that is seen in the first reading. The apostles, after Jesus dies and is resurrected, they go out making Christians, converting people to the gospel. And the Samaritans and the Jews for years have been fighting with each other. Jesus mentions about this when he tells the story of the Good Samaritan, how the priest and the Levite did not care for him, but there was the Samaritan who cared for the person who was lying on the road. And yet you see in today's gospel, in today's first reading, that the apostles have gone out and they have made Christians even among the Samaritans. So that is the greatness that comes from abiding in God. You will be able to do anything. And later on, they even convert a lot of Gentiles to Christianity. That is the power of the Spirit. That is the power of working in God. Abide in me. But most of our experience has been that everything does not go well for us. And we all abide in God. We are good Christians, we are good Catholics, we come for Mass on Sundays, and we do many things. Then what is it that makes us not really reap the benefits of the full power of abiding in God? Why is it that there are divisions among us? Why is it that we fight? Why is there distrust? Why is it that sometimes we are faced with difficulties, whether financial, relationship-wise? And the answer is because of the ego. Simple three letters, E-G-O. But the ego that is within us was actually given to us for a good purpose. The ego takes care of the human being. The ego wants to protect us, wants to protect our life. And so that's the good part of the ego. But very often what happens, the ego starts to dominate. And then we get into trouble. So the ego was meant to be a protective device given to us, but the ego then sometimes acts out of its own, and the ego thinks that I am the boss. And we know that that is not true. God is the boss. And so, we need to understand how this ego works within ourselves. And sometimes when the ego is saying, get jealous, how come she's got this? How come I don't have that? That is the time we need to tell the ego, it's okay. I have given her this. It's okay if she's different from me. It's okay. Because the ego works at the human level. But all of us in our journey as Christians, we are reaching the divine level. That is the goal for us. We are journeying towards becoming more and more like God, God-like, like Jesus. And therefore, this device, we allow it not to control us, but to allow God to control us. So if we are able to manage this play between the ego and our higher selves, our divine selves, then we are able to reap the results of the fruit of abide in me, of abiding in God, and we'll be able to do great things and our lives will be great. There will be peace, happiness, joy. And that is the third point that I'd like to bring in today, which Jesus already mentions in the gospel. I will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. I am going away, yes, but I'm not leaving you alone. I'm going to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in 2 weeks' time, we are going to celebrate this great feast of the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit indwells in us. Does it mean we don't have the Holy Spirit within us now? Of course not. We got the Holy Spirit at the time of our baptism. We got the Holy Spirit at the time of our confirmation. And the Holy Spirit is there. But each Pentecost that we celebrate is a further deepening, a further indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. And that allows us to access the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Faith, joy, peace, love, wisdom, understanding, compassion. All these are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then we are able to lead our lives more smoothly. There was an angel who was carrying a torch in one hand and a bucket of water in the other hand. So someone asked the angel, why are you carrying the torch and why are you carrying the bucket of water? And you know what the angel said? I'm carrying the torch to burn all the mansions of heaven. And I'm carrying the bucket of water to put out all the fires of hell. And then let us see who really loves God. Our test of loving God is not because we want to get a place in heaven or we are afraid of hell. No, we love God because God has loved us, and in turn, we share our love with our brothers and sisters. It's an onward movement from God, receiving God's love. We've received so many blessings in our lives. We look back on our lives, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I don't think there's anyone older than 40 years. No, okay, you don't believe me. It all depends. It's all being young at heart. Wouldn't you agree? We are all young at heart. So, if we just look back and realize and acknowledge the blessings that God has given us, and then we give that blessings out to others. Yesterday was the auction at Holy Family Grounds, collecting money for the school, collecting money for all the projects that all of you all are involved in. So much outreach by Holy Family, 50 organizations doing so much good work. We have received and we give in turn. So to summarize quickly, what is the main theme? Abide in me. What happens if we abide in me? We are able to do great works for God. Why is it that we sometimes don't feel abiding in God? Because of the ego. And therefore, we need to remember two things. We need to let go. Ego, G-E-G-O. Just put two letters in front. Let go. Let go of your resentments. Let go of your frustrations. Let go of your anger. And forgive. And then we add a D at the end. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Then the ego will take care of itself. And finally, the third point I said, in order to abide in me, we need to pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to come so that our lives are filled with peace, joy, understanding. Abide in me. I'd like to invite you all, as we prepare for the Feast of the Holy Spirit, to sing these few lines with me. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. If it helps you, I'd advise you to close your eyes and lay your hands open as I move towards the piano. We listen to the song once, and then after that, if you know it, you can join in straight away. But I invite you to join in. We'll sing it once individually. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. And the second time, we'll sing it as a community. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you.
I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Together.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
We need you.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Yes, Lord, we pray for the indwelling of the Spirit in our hearts. Let us be silent and feel the presence of God in our lives.